The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
After 7 o'clock, well, while a lot of people are concerned about the coronavirus, not that many people seem to be concerned about either the rockin' pneumonia nor the boogie woogie flu, because I believe there actually is a vaccine in place for both of those viruses. We'll investigate that a bit further. This is the Joe Piscopo Show. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo. Well, anywhere you look in terms of the news, people are talking about the disastrous ramifications of New York's new bail reform law. And we're going to get into that in a big way with Bernard Kerik coming up in about 20 minutes. I'll also get his take on Roger Stone and on the situation involving Lawrence Ray, who the Daily News was quick to point out was the best man at Bernie Kerik's wedding over 25 years ago. I don't believe they have any sort of a relationship these days, but we'll find out exactly what the situation is when he gets here in about 15 or 20 minutes. Meantime, got to discuss this presidential race. So as it stands now, you had yesterday Deval Patrick dropping out. I know a lot of people heartbroken that the former Massachusetts governor suspended his presidential campaign. You know what it is? More people were surprised that he was running when he dropped out.
See, here's the difference between Deval Patrick and a Michael Bloomberg, right? So Michael Bloomberg is a billionaire. He's got money. He's well-known. People know who he is. You mentioned the name Michael Bloomberg. You're either going to think that he was the former New York City mayor or the guy who runs Bloomberg Media. I mean, you know, it's pretty simple. Deval Patrick was the governor of Massachusetts. Deval Patrick got into the race about 8 months after everybody else. And they went, who? I mean, didn't they do a thing not too long ago, but a couple months ago, he was in a diner talking with people and they interviewed him and they said, he's a really nice guy, you know, had some nice things. And somebody said, well, you do know he's running for president. And the person goes, I had no idea.
Well, you know what it is? I don't like to mock the lesser known candidates because the only reason people know around the country, including in New York and New Jersey, who Mike Bloomberg is and not who Deval Patrick is because Mike Bloomberg has the $250 million necessary to buy advertising.
Right.
If Deval Patrick had $250 million necessary to buy advertising, everybody would know who he is. Now,
right.
I'm no fan of Deval Patrick, either the job that he did as governor or the fact that he immediately went to work for Mitt Romney's old company, Bain Capital. But I think that that's a shame that money is such an important role in our politics. And this is the one of the things that I agree with Bernie Sanders a great deal on, which is that if we're going to do anything to reform politics, you got to do something to reform the role of money in politics because it is corrosive. At this point, unless you're a billionaire like a Mike Bloomberg or a Donald Trump or a John Catsimatidis, or unless you can convince a whole bunch of millionaires to give you money, you have very little chance of getting elected to anything. I mean, city council is a little bit different situation, but if you're talking about running for Congress, running for governor, running for president, running for U.S. Senate, almost all of your time is spent on fundraising, and I think that is a big problem. It has a situation where if you're a regular person, you can't run for office. Now, since Al mentions Bloomberg, let's look at how Team Bloomberg is doing. So Mike Bloomberg is not he didn't compete in Iowa, did not compete in New Hampshire, is not competing in the next two states, Nevada and South Carolina. He is banking it all on Super Tuesday, March 3rd, the big states, the Super Tuesday states. No one has ever utilized a strategy like this before. And so far, Bloomberg, especially if Bernie Sanders keeps winning, is going to be very well positioned to take up the mantle from Biden, who I think more and more people are realizing is not going anywhere. Bloomberg is going to be well positioned to become the anti-Bernie candidate. Now, going into Super Tuesday, they have the Team Bloomberg, according to Politico today, they have their eyes fixed on the following states, which they believe represent their best chance to get the nomination. Arkansas, where currently Bloomberg is polling first and has 31 delegates. Florida, where Bloomberg is currently polling second, they have 219 delegates. Missouri, where Bloomberg is polling second, they have 68 delegates. North Carolina, where Bloomberg is polling third, 110 delegates. And Texas, where he has a staff, Bloomberg has a staff of more than 90 people in that state. Now,
he's got the money to do that.
Exactly.
That's
and that's the thing. That's what's going to make Bloomberg so formidable, is he's got the money to buy this top-tier political talent. Texas, and I don't know if Bloomberg can win in Texas, but Texas has 228 delegates, and then the last state that Bloomberg is focused on, apparently, as part of their strategy, is California, which is home to 415 pledged delegates. Now, in terms of his own schedule, he's in North Carolina and Texas today, and then in Virginia later this week. He's spending gobs of money on everything.
Right.
There's television advertising, Facebook spending, lavish staff salaries, all guaranteed through December. And if you're working on the campaign, he's even getting you, he's even paying for your housing and your apartment in New York. So there's not another campaign that can compete with this. So he is getting the top tier political talent in the whole world, not the whole country, the whole world. And as more and more candidates drop out, with DeVal Patrick yesterday, Michael Bennett the day before, you're going to see Bloomberg.
Andrew Yang
the day before as well. You're going to see Bloomberg sop up more and more of their team as all these talented political operatives look for a place to go. Now, is that enough to stop the Bernie juggernaut, whose whole campaign is about going after millionaires and billionaires? I don't know. It's going to be very interesting.
But don't you think that if, let's assume for the sake of argument, Bernie continues to surge in the polls, he stays in the lead, and you're getting closer to the Democratic convention. Don't you think that some Democrats are so afraid that Bernie's going to get the nomination that they're going to do anything possible to try and stop it? Let's say Biden falters in the next couple of states, and he's kind of on the back burner, but he says, I'm not leaving, but he's pretty much out of it, and it's just Bernie and Bloomberg. Do you think that the Democratic Party is going to rally behind Bloomberg to get him the nomination because they don't want a Bernie Sanders nomination?
I think if it's just the two of them, Bloomberg is going to be very well positioned. But I don't know that Mayor Pete would drop out for Bloomberg, right?
So, No.
And I made this point yesterday with Joe, as long as the anti-Bernie field is divided, then I think Bernie is going to be very well positioned. But if it's a one-on-one race with Bernie against anyone else, whether it's Bloomberg, Biden, or Buttigieg, then I think all of these anti-Bernie forces who are terrified of Bernie being the nominee, they would unite behind that candidate.
The other problem that I have with politics, you brought up the money point of it, and I think you're right about that. I think the other thing that needs to happen, although I don't think it will ever happen in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, we need term limits. The president has term limits. There are many cities and states where governors and mayors and elected officials have term limits. I think you need term limits in federal government. It was never meant to be a permanent position anyway. We're seeing a lot of politicians that have been holding office for 10 and 20 and 30 years and never relinquishing, to somebody else. There's no way of getting fresh ideas in government when you have the same people there over and over and over again.
I have said that for many years. I mean, term limits is certainly would be a help. It is not a panacea, though.
But
in New York City, for instance, we have term limits for the city council, the borough presidents, and the mayor, and the public advocate, and the controller. And New York City government is still abysmal. So it's not as if you institute term limits and all of a sudden things, you flick a switch and things get better. I'm all for term limits. Don't get me wrong.
But the president of the United States, after Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Congress passed no more than two terms. It's 8 years. That's it. You get in, you get out, you get your stuff done, or you don't get it done. Why can't they make it? Senators get two terms, 12 years. Congressmen, three terms, 6 years. I think that's more than enough. If you can't accomplish what you set out to accomplish on whatever side of the party that you're on, whether it's Democrat, Republican, you're independent or whatever, if you can't get it done in 6 years as a member of the House of Representatives or 12 years as a member of the Senate, I'm sorry. Give the job to somebody else. It's time for something different.
Well, look, I agree completely on the term limits issue. That's why a lot of people have been all for calling an Article 5 convention, which it would be a convention of the states, because clearly we're not going to get any term limits in terms of a constitutional amendment coming out of Congress. But it'll be interesting to see how that goes. 877-970-2999. Today is going to be an interesting day because today Governor Cuomo is going to be meeting with Donald Trump. Now, this was a big story the other day. Governor Cuomo was outraged that Donald Trump's administration and the Department of Homeland Security had suspended the Trusted Travelers program for New Yorkers. And the governor, he was on the radio yesterday and gave a speech later saying this is what he's going to bring up with the president today.
I don't believe it's about access to DMV records. I believe it's about politics. I don't believe the DMV database has anything to do with what's called the TTP program.
Now, understand what the rationale from the Department of Homeland Security was. They basically said, well, you know, when we can't properly vet people if we don't have access to their records. And part of New York giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens was a prohibition on the federal government getting their records. So to me, it made perfect sense what the federal government was doing. So Governor Cuomo, who again is meeting with his old friend Donald Trump today, and they were pretty friendly, both from Queens, and Donald Trump recorded a video to be played at Andrew Cuomo's bachelor party. Governor Cuomo noted he's offered partial access to the state's DMV records as part of a potential compromise.
This is a person knocking on the door saying, let me in or I'll burn the house down. Okay, you can come in. If they burn the house down now, they're just an arsonist, right? So it's stripping away any excuses.
Well, the governor may be right in part there, but he really could take a lesson or two in Trump psychology. Because if you're going into a meeting with Donald Trump and a negotiation with Donald Trump, and you want something from Donald Trump, and Donald Trump holds all the cards and you hold none, the worst thing you could do is insult him on the way into the meeting. And that's exactly what Governor Cuomo did.
They see New York as a Democratic state. I believe the Republican administration thinks there's no value to them in helping New York. That's putting politics above basic public service.
Yeah, somehow I don't think that this strategy is going to work out well for Governor Cuomo. And by extension, that means it probably won't work out well for New Yorkers who are going to be the ones that suffer here. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Bernie Kerik is going to be here next. We'll talk about Lawrence Ray. We'll talk about bail reform. We'll ask him even about Roger Stone and a few other items that are in the news. But in the meantime, Debbie Duhaime, the goddess of the Gowanus, is monitoring the traffic. How is the traffic looking at this juncture, Debbie?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning to you, Frank. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening out here, guys, as you head over to the Cross Bronx East right at the Deegan. Accident involving a tractor trailer. It's on the shoulder, but a lot of rubbernecking here going on. Cross Bronx East right out toward the Deegan. Inbound GWB 20 to the upper, 30 to the lower. The earlier accident on the lower clear, but still about 40 in from Route 4. 25 in from the Palisades Parkway. 25 in at the Lincoln Holland Tunnel. Looks like you're moving okay, but still about 20 to 25 at the tolls. Getting there is going to be a problem as well. A lot of volume on that Newark Bay extension and over on 109. Southbound 109 down by Newark Airport. Looks like you're moving slowly. You have problems on the New Jersey Turnpike car lane south of 14. Accident involving a tractor trailer on the median. And we have a lot of rubbernecking over there as well. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic as you head over to the LIE. LIE westbound moving solely through Jericho Turnpike. More volume after Casino Boulevard. And we're still seeing delays on the B train because of ongoing signal problems. Rain today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens has great deals on everyday essentials you need. Right now, buy one, get one free on hundreds of select vitamins and supplements with card now through February 29th. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Dennis Prager is amazed there are Republicans.
They ask, where are all of these Republicans coming from? And I do, too. I ask the same question. You are lied to from kindergarten through graduate school because you are indoctrinated rather than educated and somehow see through that?
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are sharply lower after China reported an increase in the number of new virus cases and deaths following a new method of diagnosis. The maker of Absolut Vodka and Jameson Whiskey is expecting the coronavirus to have a severe impact on its business. Pernod Ricard is lowering its forecast for the year. Barclays Bank's chief executive officer is being investigated by British regulators. The CEO, Jess Staley, knew Jeffrey Epstein. The bank says Staley developed a professional relationship with Epstein earlier in his career. Barclays says it believes Staley has been sufficiently transparent with the bank. The Dow was up 275 yesterday, the Nasdaq up 87, and the S&P added 21. Futures are lower this morning. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Look no further than the Iowa caucus debacle for an example of a system set up to run smoothly, but when one unexpected variable goes wrong, the result is utter chaos. For the U.S. economy, the spread of the coronavirus looks like the most logical impending threat to create chaos and potentially destabilize the economy in the months to come. That's a devastating risk if you're heavy in stocks with no safeguard. Wise investors know to hedge against stock market collapse by utilizing physical precious metals. Noble Gold is a leader in this conservative financial strategy, offering extensive education, patient counsel, and expert guidance by phone. Whether you're a new collector of rare coins or a seasoned investor looking to diversify your portfolio, there's an analyst waiting to talk to you and provide you with a free gold investor's guide. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to learn more or call 877-646-5347 right now. That's 877-646-5347. Dial now.
I'm Valerie Smaldone, and I revealed my Valentine's gift guide on Bagels and Broadway this past weekend. If you missed it, you can hear it on the podcast posted on the AM 970 website. You'll hear me talk about Etc. Restaurant, providing special Valentine's menu and ambiance, carousel cakes with Valentine's treats at 15% off, from Cataveto Pisco, romantic cocktails made from this exotic spirit, cook studio at Wine You Design, interactive cooking classes and winemaking, and the launch of a new chocolate from Jacques Torres by Chocolate Orchard Fruit and Nut Clusters, available Saturday at Costco.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, buckle up because Bernie Kerik is in the building and he has a lot on his mind, and we're going to take advantage of that in mere moments. Meantime, if you are looking for a place to go on vacation this year, you need to think about Italy and you need to think about a Perillo tour. Joe Piscopo and I went with many of you on a Perillo tour back in the fall. It was, no exaggeration, life-changing. And there are a lot of different ways to see Italy, but it actually helps if you can see Italy with somebody that actually knows what's going on, that actually understands the history, that actually knows the good restaurants to go to, that can tell you the stories behind the stories. And that's what Steve Perillo does. That's what Perillo Tours is all about. That's why they've been in business for over 75 years. Steve's the third represents the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. Now, why should you choose Perillo? Well, I can tell you about why you should choose Perillo to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy. But why not listen to actual knowledgeable and friendly Perillo tour guides who live it daily?
Come to Italy with us. Not only because our country offers wonderful sights, but because we would love to have you here. We show you the most beautiful side of Italy, and at the end, you have really discovered this country.
If you want to come to Italy worry-free, with a serious company, with someone that loves you and wants to take care of you, you should choose Perillo.
I couldn't agree more, and if that sounds good to you, call 888-PERILLO, that's P-E-R-I-L-L-O, and request the new 2020 Italy brochure. There's no obligation, nobody's going to hound you. Trust me, though, once you see these sites and learn about what you're going to be experiencing, you're going to want to go. That's 888-PERILLO, or you can also visit perillotours.com or contact your travel agent.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
It's very nice to go traveling to Paris, London, and Rome.
7:25. This is the Joe Piscopo Show. Frank Morano sitting in for Joe, who is going to be back tomorrow doing the show live from Nashville. Now, meantime, yesterday, this was an explosive news day. I mean, you had the midst of the presidential race. We're the day after the New Hampshire primary. You have the Roger Stone situation. You have impeachment. But yet, the front page of the New York Daily News put as the literally the first name that you could see on the front page yesterday, the name Kerik. And I'm looking around and I don't see his picture on the front page. I don't see any story that he has anything to do with. But the Daily News makes a point of mentioning Kerik friend or Kerik pal Lawrence Ray indicted for running sex cult at Sarah Lawrence College. Now, this is pretty salacious, interesting. And then sure enough, you read the actual stories on Lawrence Ray, and Bernie Kerik has very little to do with it. Yet, that's where almost all of the media focus was once this story broke. So we wanted to pick his brain, Bernie Kerik's brain, former New York City Police Commissioner, former Commissioner of the Department of Corrections, and author, accomplished author, whose most recent book is The Grave Above the Grave. Commissioner, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Frank.
It must make you feel good to know that you're still this important.
I don't know. Listen, if it wasn't for the Daily News and their 150 readers or whatever they have, you know, if they weren't writing about me or Trump or Roger Stone or Giuliani, there'd be nothing to write about.
So let's talk about Lawrence Ray. I briefly want to understand exactly what this latest indictment's about. But just so folks understand, in contrast to how the Daily News portrayed it yesterday, what is your relationship with Lawrence Ray these days?
I don't have one. Larry Ray was a personal friend of mine 23 years ago. He was best man at my wedding. He was very close to me. But our entire relationship was based on a fraud. He was a fraud. He was a con man. According to a federal judge in Brooklyn, he was the most successful or substantial con man that he had ever seen. And to give you an example of our relationship, you know, there was a time, as I told you a couple minutes ago, he calls me up. He's on a plane coming in from Moscow, and he says, listen, I need you to pick me up at JFK. It's pretty important. I get there. I pick him up. He gets into the car, and with him, who he puts in the back seat of my car, is the president, the former president of the Soviet Union, Mikhail Gorbachev.
Wow.
You know, he gets on the phone in my car, and he calls the commandant of the United States Marine Corps, Jim Jones, General, four-star General Jim Jones. You know, and he's, you know, they're having this personal, great conversation. So at what point did I ever think the guy was a fraud, right? I didn't, nor did the FBI, because he was an FBI informant. He worked for the Department of Justice. He was traveling all over the world doing things for them, which all basically turned out to be BS, nonsense. And, you know, the thing that bothers me most is the FBI used him and his bogus information against me.
In your criminal case.
Yeah, in my criminal case. So he was the guy that started it all, right? He came after me because I wouldn't help him on a criminal issue he had. He went after a construction firm. One of his best friends, you know, went out public. They're connected to organized crime. They never had any connections to organized crime. It was refuted.
The DiTomasos and Interstate.
It had no connection to organized crime. Yet today, 20 years later, he was connected to a mobbed-up company. I remember, I felt like I was like John Gotti's best friend by the time the press got done with me. But at the end of the day, this is the guy he was. This is the guy that nobody knew he was.
Including you.
Including me. So life goes on. I moved on. I haven't talked to the guy in over 20 years. And this indictment, and I want to say this up front, Frank, and to be clear, this indictment is based just about solely on a report that was in New York Magazine. This kid, Ezra Marcus, did a phenomenal job. He looks like he's 21 years old. He's about 25, probably. He did a phenomenal job at investigating these allegations, putting the investigation together, documenting it, and that's what this indictment is based on. And I'll tell you, it's sickening. As I said yesterday, this is something.
Well, first, I just want to reiterate what you said. It really goes to show you the importance of quality investigative journalism and what an impact it can have on real-world implications. So tell us what we know about the situation involving Larry Ray and Sarah Lawrence College.
I think over the last 7 to 10 years, probably, he's lived in this world where he basically took over the minds of a bunch of college kids that was in his daughter's school.
Which sounds like something a con artist would probably be able to pull off.
Yeah, but Frank, this is beyond con artist stuff, man. This guy's like sick. Some of the stuff he was doing, you know, the sexual stuff, the pimping these kids out, if you will. He lived in some guy's house. Mm. And I remember 3 or 4 years ago, the guy reached out to me and he said, look, you know, I can't get this guy out of my house. You know, he won't leave. And I said, dude, I have nothing. You got to call the police or call the FBI or something. I have nothing to do with the guy. I don't want anything to do with the guy. He's a lunatic. He is. If you look up psychopath in the dictionary, this guy's face should be on there. And he has victimized everybody from me and my family to the DiTomasos to you name it. Anybody he's ever had contact with, he has victimized. But this thing with the kids is completely bizarre. And hopefully this will be the end of his terror, his reign of terror, so to speak, and they'll put him away for life because he doesn't deserve to be in society.
So based on what you know of the case and based on what you know of him, even though you haven't interacted with him in over 20 years, you think, well, certainly everybody's entitled to the presumption of innocence, but you think there's a good chance he did this?
Yeah, I do.
Sex cult at this college.
100%. This kid, Ezra Marcus, the investigator for New York Magazine, we had numerous conversations when this was going on, and he continually filled me in on what he was finding, the interviews he was doing. He interviewed the families. He interviewed the kids. And then there's a whole bunch of testimony coming out of civil cases that can be used against him as well. That basically demonstrates he was, you know, mind screwing these kids to the max. And he's just a sick dude.
I want to ask you a little bit about bail reform and a couple of other items in the news. But what do you think it says about the media? Not just the Daily News, but there were a couple of other outlets that instead of reporting the facts of this case, the lead item was that he was the best man at your wedding. What do you think it says about the media that this many years after you've left public life, they're still so obsessed with you?
Yeah, well, listen, I think that has a lot to do with, you know, what we're talking about today with regard to criminal justice reform, mm-hmm. right? I think we need media reform. I think the media has to go back to being objective and non-biased. You know, our political, our media entities today are just as political, if not more, than the politicians in Washington. And, you know, they lead You know, they drive the political conversation. And I just think it's wrong. The Daily News, you know, they've been on my back since this thing started, and they can't shake it. Like, they can't get off of it. It's not really about me. It's about politics. They despise Giuliani. They despise Trump. It's obvious. Pick up the newspaper and look at it. But at the end of the day, they're not reporting the news. They're reporting politics.
Oh, yeah. Their editorial page once referred to me as a court jester and a hack with a talent for wasting taxpayer money, which is one of the better descriptions I've ever heard.
It's true, though.
It is. I am a court jester, and I do have a penchant for wasting taxpayer money. Can you stick around a few minutes?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break. Bernie Kerik is going to stick around with us. When we come back, the front page of both the Daily News and the New York Post today has to do with yet another failure of bail reform. It's been in place for a month and a half. So far, from what I see, the implications have been disastrous. We'll see if Bernie Kerik agrees and how we might be able to fix it to get to a more sane place. Also, a lot going on with Roger Stone, and nationally, we'll get Bernie Kerik's take on all of that. You're listening to AM 970 The Answer. You want to comment? 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Here's Al Gattullo with the news.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
39 degrees at 734. I'm Al Gattullo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. The R42 subway car is being pulled from service after running within the New York City transit system for 50 years. Back when they arrived from a St. Louis factory in 1969, the R42s became the first New York City subway cars to have air conditioning. The A and C lines were the last ones to use the R42s, which will be replaced by the R179 cars, which had some door problems that have reportedly been fixed. NYPD Sergeants Benevolent Association leader Ed Mullins says he had a meeting at the White House on Wednesday, that get-together taking place just days after he declared war on City Hall and Mayor de Blasio. Mullins tweeted Wednesday he had a great meeting and that President Trump was monitoring recent attacks on NYPD cops. Two police officers were shot last weekend by a gunman in the Bronx. Mullins raised some eyebrows this week after the attacks, blaming City Hall and the mayor for creating an atmosphere that makes police officers targets. In sports, Knicks crushed by the Wizards 114-96. Nets beat the Raptors 101-91. Seton Hall lost to Creighton 87-82, while St. John's beat Providence 80-69. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Mo's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Because of some ongoing signal problems, B train service fully suspended in both directions. Coney Island bound D trains are running on the A line 59th to J and then on the F line to Stillwell Avenue. Let's see what's happening as you head inbound at the GWB about 20 minutes into the upper and lower. If you're heading to the Lincoln, it's 30. Holland about 30 as well. Over on 7 North of Fish House Road in Kearney, a car fire and traffic moving slowly on the New Jersey Turnpike south of 14. It's an accident on the median, still working. Eastbound side of the BQE jammed up into the Battery Tunnel. It's all due to an earlier accident. We're seeing delays on the westbound belt. Stop and go getting out past Kennedy Airport. Heading to the airports, please check in with your individual airline because of the weather. Over on the southbound New England Thruway, slowing down into Port Chester with ongoing construction. Rain today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970. The Answer.
Syracuse heads to Tallahassee for a critical test against 8th-ranked Florida State. Tune in Saturday to see if the Orange can bolster their tournament chances. Orange pregame at 11:30, tip-off at noon on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Make Valentine's Day extra special this year with a romantic night like no other in Lower Manhattan at The Bailey. Treat your love to a delicious prefix menu with options like lobster bisque, Delmonico's ribeye steak, Maine lobster risotto, and of course a decadent Bailey dessert. Fall in love all over again with a romantic dinner, white tablecloth, and red roses galore. All for a price that won't break your heart. Dance and dine with your Valentine to a live performance by the marvelous Cassandra Kabinsky. Billy Joel, that's right, the Billy Joel, says she's a transcendent voice you can't miss.
Dreams, I still remember mine.
Treat that special someone to a night they'll never forget at The Bailey. Make reservations now. Seating is limited. Call 212-859-2200. That's 212-859-2200. You won't believe the five-star quality of this special prefix menu, all for just $49 per person. There's no better place for fabulous cuisine, live music, and romantic ambiance than The Bailey on Valentine's Day.
It's happening. Wherever cupcakes are being frosted, songs are being recorded, and engines are being tuned, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Have you gone to retrofitness.com? Check it out, please, retrofitness.com, and then check out the retro near you, because we have such a deal for you listening to AM 970 The Answer and Joe on the Radio with Frank and Alan Debbie. When you enroll now at Retro Fitness, you can sign up for our ultimate membership with a 0% enrollment fee. 0%. That's no gimmicks, no extra fees. That's a 0% enrollment just in time to get that summer body just right, baby. We're at Retro, we are constantly thinking of ways to give you, the members, an upper hand. So we gave you a deal on the ultimate membership that lets you experience everything Retro has to offer. Top-of-the-line fitness equipment. You're going to get spectacular equipment. The group fitness classes, hydro massage, unlimited guest privileges. We have child sitting. The smoothie bar. I have to plug our gym down in Flemington, New Jersey. I mean, Stacy makes the best smoothie down there. I'm not really a smoothie guy. Oh, the strawberry banana smoothie with the protein. Forget about it. 908-238-3695. You can call Stacy at Retro Fitness in Flemington today. It's 908-238-3695. We want you to get real with Retro Fitness. You can go to retrofitness.com/location and put in Flemington, New Jersey. But check out all the great Retro Fitness clubs around the country. Love to have you there. And don't forget, ask about the $0 enrollment. We want you to be a part of Retro Fitness. And we want you to be a part of Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding.
Запыленной связки старых писем.
20 minutes to 8 o'clock. This very talented recording artist used to have another job as president of the Soviet Union. That's right. This is the musical stylings of Mikhail Gorbachev, the last premier of the Soviet Union, who Commissioner Kerik actually had the opportunity to meet due to Lawrence Ray. He's pretty good as a singer, isn't he?
He is. And I'll tell you something. Put Larry Ray aside. When I became police commissioner, this is a true story. When I became police commissioner, my personal assistant came in. I was in the job for about 5 days, right? My personal assistant comes in. Her name was Janet. She comes into my office, and she said, I have a guy on the phone that says he's with President Mikhail Gorbachev, and he wants to talk to you. I said, what? She goes, I don't know. That's what the guy said. I get on the phone, and his interpreter, whose name was Pavel Palachenko, he's on the phone. And he's with the president. The president was visiting U.S., saw that I had been appointed. New York City Police Commissioner called to congratulate me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something.
Cool.
Yeah, he seems like a pretty class act.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, by the way, you are you're looking pretty svelte. You're looking in the best shape that I've ever seen you in. What are you doing?
Well, you know what? I am probably in the best shape I've been in the last 20 years.
Wow.
You know.
So what's the secret?
I had a very good friend of mine that helped me on nutritional stuff, getting my, you know, stop the midnight donuts and all that stuff, although I cheat once in a while. But and I started for years, you know, I have a gym at home, and I worked out of my own gym. But I started in a new gym, an outside gym, Powerhouse Gym up in Mahwah. And they have two places, one in Mahwah, one in South Hackensack. It's the cleanest, biggest, every machine. Now, there's good points and bad points to this. The good points are, you know, it's a gym. It motivates. It inspires. It, you know, it's spotless. It's immaculate. The people are great. The bad point is they got every damn machine in the world. and you start working body parts you haven't worked in years. And I'm walking around in total agony for like the last month. So, but I'm very happy.
So it's very Powerhouse happy. Gym in Mahwah?
Powerhouse Gym in Mahwah, New Jersey. And they got another place in South Hackensack. Eric Santiago is the owner, one of the owners. Great, great guy. Great place. And look, it, you know, 25% of it's about the gym. 75% is about your diet. Mm. Get a good nutritionist. Get somebody that can work with you on your diet.
You, you know, when you go work out, obviously you're a public figure, you're on television all the time, you're in the newspapers often. Do people try and stop and talk to you while you're in the middle of the workout? Does everybody kind of let you do your own thing?
Mostly everybody lets you do your own thing, with the exception of the cops. and in this place, in Mahwah, there's a ton of them. Oh, I used to work for you. My father worked for you. You know, I work in, you know, some department in New Jersey. But you know what? In these days, Frank, cops need to be on their best of games. Mm. They got to be in shape. You got to get to a gym. You got to work out. You got to stay fit. And I urge guys to get out there and do that.
All right. I want to ask you first about the story that Al just mentioned in the news. Apparently, the head of the Sergeant Benevolent Association, Ed Mullins, was at the White House this week. He's being criticized by a lot of people, including the current police commissioner, Dermot Shea. Former Commissioner Bill Bratton was on the show yesterday. They felt that his comments about saying that now the police union, the SBA, was going to war with Mayor de Blasio, it was not necessarily helpful in ratcheting down the rhetoric and the tensions, especially in the aftermath of these two police shootings that happened in the Bronx. What was your reaction to Ed Mullen's statement?
Look, I think the statement is harsh, right? It sounds harsh. But I'm gonna be a devil's advocate here, Frank. The reality is, the cops in this city, they feel like the mayor has been at war with them since he ran for mayor. This is a guy that campaigned on the fact that he told his son as a child to beware of New York City cops. He'd be in danger in their presence. This is a guy, you know, Governor Cuomo has paroled two or three substantial cop killers, right? Major cop killers. These are people that were involved in the Black Liberation Army, the Black Panther Party, the Weather Underground back in the 70s and 60s, early 80s. Where was de Blasio when the governor did this? Why wasn't he standing up at a podium denouncing it, calling on the governor to stop this nonsense, this lunacy of letting these cop killers, these guys that executed, assassinated New York City cops, where was he? Where was he when all these demonstrations, these Antifa demonstrations and Black Lives Matter demonstrations, when they're running around the city calling for the death of cops?
Well, and the vandalism that these anti-cop demonstrators caused at Grand Central Terminal last week is going to cost the taxpayers about $100,000 to clean up. And the mayor, I didn't hear a peep from him.
You don't hear a peep. He has the cops escorting the protesters. There should have been a line in the sand drawn, right? You want to peacefully protest? Do it outside. You don't bogard mass transit system, scare the hell out of everybody in it, you know, just run through the turnstiles, which is a crime. You don't allow that to happen. And then think the cops are out there, the cops think you have your back, have their back. No, they don't. He doesn't. And that's the bottom line. And I think that's what Mullins feels. And I think that's what every cop in the city feels, because I hear it from him every single day.
All right. Let's talk bail reform. This was implemented technically January 1st, but really we started seeing the ramifications of it even before January 1st, because they didn't want this mass flooding of people that were released out on the street on January 1st. So they started releasing people earlier. Front page of the New York Post today has to do with a story of a judge in Nassau County that said, I don't care what the law says. I'm not letting this guy go. And then, of course, his lawyers appealed. And then the appellate division said, no. You have to follow the law. They let this guy go with an ankle bracelet. The guy saws off his ankle bracelet and then goes out and robs two banks. Front page of the Daily News. They took a break from all their anti-Trump, anti-Carrick coverage, and they profile a guy that's been arrested 138 times, and he's now freed after five new arrests. It looks like it's anarchy out in the streets here.
This will go down in history as one of the worst things that Governor Cuomo did in the state of New York. I mean, it's complete lunacy. this should have never happened. They didn't consult and talk to and listen to people like Commissioner Bratton, Commissioner O'Neill, the district attorneys. Every single district attorney was against this. Why did they do it? They cowered to the left. They cowered to the city council. They cowered to these socialist lunatics. You know,
this is the worst, by the way, what Bernie Sanders wants to do nationally.
No, Bernie Sanders wants this all over the country. That's what he wants. Look, we should have bail reform. We should have criminal justice reform. But bad people that do bad things, they belong in prison. They belong off the streets of New York City and throughout communities in the country. Don't put them back on the streets. Don't endanger society. This policy, this law is irresponsible. It's a danger to society. It endangers the communities. And why they haven't reversed it already, I don't know. Mm. I heard somebody say, and Al just talked about this, where somebody said, you know, we got to give it time. Give it time what? Until somebody else is killed? Until somebody else is raped? Right. How many more rapes, how many more homicides is acceptable that you're going to give it time?
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Commissioner Carrick a little bit about the Roger Stone situation. He knows what it's like to be in the midst of a high-profile prosecution. He's been on both ends of those. And we'll take your calls as well at 877-970-2999. Meantime, if you're trying to make your way to work this morning, Debbie Duhaime has got some very helpful information for you. Hello there, Debbie.
Hello. Good morning to you, Frank. Good morning, Commissioner Carrick. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening out here, guys. As you head over to the southbound side of the New England Thruway, it's kind of busy getting down through Portchester. That's that new construction pattern to watch for. 84 East out by the Taconic, a disabled vehicle. Heading to the inbound GWB, some earlier problems cleared on the upper and lower levels. Still about 25 into the upper, 15 to the lower. Let's go over to the Lincoln. That's 35. Holland still about 20 in from both approaches. Busy on 7 North at Fish House Road in Kearney. Looks like a car fire there to deal with. And traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you. Garden State Parkway southbound getting down by the Raritan Tolls. A car went right off the parkway there. Watch out for the wet pavement this morning. Westbound side of the Bruckner, right at the Deegan accident over by the RFK Bridge. Traffic moving a little bit slowly. Eastbound side of the BQE by the Battery Tunnel with an accident finally cleared. Alternate side parking rules are in effect for today citywide. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it and for the patients that I have that are taking it. It's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Piscopo in the morning. He's telling you about Route 22 Toyota. I want you please to call 855-621-9949. First five callers. Next 5 minutes, you get that free multi-point inspection, that free oil change, and the free filter from Route 22 Toyota. These are my friends. This is the family that is Route 22 Toyota. Chris and Johnny, Iggy, my man Iggy Carmelo is there, and they want you to go over there. You got the first five callers. Next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, all you got to say is, Joey sent me. They'll know exactly what I'm telling you. You could do that. Call and say, Joey sent me. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. See the brand spanking new showroom, the customer lounge, the state-of-the-art service center, Alex Cancela, who can offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. They took care of my sister, Carol. They're going to take care of you the same way they took care of my family. They are family. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, 7:53. We're going to check in with Joe Lundberg in just a minute. With no bumper music, Al? With budget cuts?
I didn't have the...
All right, okay.
Well, I had his music ready.
All right,
and he's
okay.
Not there,
well, we can listen to Dave Clark. But meantime, we're joined in studio by former New York City Police Commissioner, former Department of Corrections Commissioner, and author Bernard Kerik. Commissioner, you were in the midst of one of the most political prosecutions I've ever seen. You've written about it in your book, From Jailer to Jailed. Fascinating read. I still recommend it for anybody that's interested in it. And now we're watching what's happening with Roger Stone. And it looks to me like that this prosecution was, at the very least, politically motivated. And I'm just curious, as somebody that's been through the system, both ends of it, yourself, what's your take on the whole Roger Stone prosecution?
Look, you have to be a moron to look at this and not realize Roger Stone, Mike Flynn, Paul Manafort, and a number of others were all politically motivated prosecutions by a government that was anti-Trump, right? Even in his own administration, as we've seen, has been evidenced, right, through these congressional hearings. In Roger Stone's case, the prosecution was politically motivated, but the end result, the sentencing memorandum in which the prosecutors basically requested 7 to 9 years, that in itself contradicts everything the president and the attorney general and the Department of Justice has been trying to do with criminal justice reform.
Right. We want to let everybody out except Roger Stone.
We want to let this lunatic out who did 138 priors, did 5 new ones when he cut off his thing. We want to let that guy out, right? We want to put him out. But we want to take Roger Stone, a first-time nonviolent offender, never had a problem with the law, has been an upstanding citizen his whole life. We want to take that guy, and we want to put him in prison for 7 to 9 years. It's complete lunacy.
No, it is crazy. I want to ask you a little bit about your suggestions for how we can fix the criminal justice reform, not just locally but nationally. But a lot of people wondering if they are going to need an umbrella this afternoon. The man with the answer is in our AM 970 The Answer weather desk, Joe Lundberg. Joe, how's it looking for today?
Well, we're going to need the umbrellas this morning for some rain and drizzle, but I think that ends early this afternoon and the day ends dry. So the morning commute, or the evening commute, you can put the umbrellas away. You're going to need a thicker coat tomorrow, though, because Arctic air comes in. Temperature today may get to 50, but tomorrow, struggling to get to freezing. Same on Saturday. In between, it probably ends in the teens in many areas Friday night.
Thank you, Joe. We'll check in with you next hour. Commissioner, in the final couple of minutes that we have, the reason I so enjoy talking with you is because you don't see the world when it comes to criminal justice system as totally black or white. You were one of the people that, through the First Step Act, really helped engineer criminal justice reform in a responsible fashion as somebody that was a jail warden, somebody that was an MP, as somebody that was head of the most impressive police force in the world. You know what it's like to need to maintain law and order. What can we do as a country, as a city, as a state, to make sure that people aren't locked up needlessly when they're not a threat to those around them, but at the same time, not open the floodgates for anarchy?
Yeah, I think, Frank, and this is something that nobody realizes and nobody's really talked about, you have to start at the top. The attorney generals, state attorneys general throughout the country, the federal attorney general, the United States attorney general, the prosecutors need to be retrained. prosecutors need to learn. Politically motivated investigations have to stop. They just have to stop, because that is what we're seeing most of, more of today than anything else. They're not focused on the bad guys. First of all, bad guys that do bad things belong in prison. You got to get them off the streets. You have to protect society, right? But somebody that makes a mistake, somebody that, you know, whether it's out of greed or, you know, just stupidity or ignorance or whatever the case may be, somebody that you know is not going to go out and do it again, why do you stand up in court and mandate that person go to prison? Mm. We have these, you know, we have prosecutors today that walk into a courtroom and they can't say, they just can't get it out of their mouth, this guy deserves probation.
Right.
Or these charges should have never been brought. The bottom line is, that used to happen 20, 30 years ago. It's changed. We have to change it back to the way it was.
Commissioner, thank you very much for the time this morning. And Frank, thank you. I'm sure I'll see you in the front page of tomorrow's Daily News.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Have a good day, Al.
Al Gattulo's with the news.
Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A librarian whose house burned down and who also died in that fire going to be honored by the school where she voted, where she worked, excuse me. Sarah Trahey was killed in a fire at her home in Toms River last Friday. Her husband and three children survived. The Ella G. Clark School in Lakewood will dedicate the library in her honor. Today is World Radio Day, and this year's theme is radio and diversity. The United Nations and UNESCO are calling on radio stations to uphold diversity in their newsrooms and on the air. Organizers say radio continues to be the world's most widely consumed medium. World Radio Day has been observed since 2012.